This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Scripts for asking your team for feedback on your leadership voice without undermining your authority. Get honest input from your team while keeping their respect intact. In short, asking for feedback on your leadership voice is not a sign of weakness. It is one of the clearest signals of strength a leader can send. The way you ask matters as much as the fact that you asked. Specific, prepared questions produce honest, useful answers. Following through on what you hear is what builds lasting credibility. Definition: leadership voice feedback is input from your team about how you communicate, direct, and inspire as a leader. It covers tone, clarity, listening habits, and whether your words land the way you intend. It is distinct from performance review, because you are the one requesting it. I once watched a senior manager open a team meeting by saying, "I just want to make sure I'm doing okay as a leader. Any thoughts?" The silence that followed lasted about 8 seconds. It felt like 8 minutes. He meant well, but without the right words, a generous impulse turned into an awkward moment that took weeks to recover from. Leadership voice feedback is one of the most valuable things you can gather from the people you lead. Done well, it sharpens how you communicate, builds genuine trust, and closes the gap between the leader you believe you are and the leader your team actually experiences. Done poorly, it rattles your authority and teaches your team that you lack confidence in your own direction. The difference, almost always, comes down to preparation. These scripts give you that preparation. What makes this kind of conversation different from ordinary feedback? Asking your team to evaluate your communication is not the same as asking for project feedback or end-of-year input. You are inviting critique of something deeply personal, the way your voice, your presence, and your words affect the people who depend on you to lead clearly. In Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the principle of clarity over comfort. Your job as a leader is to be clear, not to be comfortable. That applies here too. You are not asking because you are unsure of yourself. You are asking because a leader who understands how their words land is more effective than one who assumes they do. That is the frame you need to carry into every conversation in this article. The lead method, which I outline in that same chapter, gives you the structure. Listen first, empathize, articulate your vision, and define the next steps. You will see it at work in several of the scripts below. Before you use these scripts, three things worth knowing. Read the situation note for each script before you adapt the words. The situation tells you when this version is the right tool, then say it out loud before you use it. Not in your head. Out loud. Scripts that feel natural on paper can trip on the tongue. Every script below has a standard version and a formal version. Use the standard version for most one-on-one and team settings. Reserve the formal version for senior environments, high-stakes relationships, or situations where you need the request to carry extra weight. A few scripts also include a casual version for close working relationships where a lighter register genuinely fits. Brackets mark the words you should replace with your own specifics. Do not skip that step. Script 1. Opening the conversation in a one-on-one. The situation. You want to invite honest leadership voice feedback from a direct report during a regular one-on-one. You have not asked before, and you want to set the tone as intentional, not casual. Why it works. You open by naming the purpose directly, which prevents the other person from feeling ambushed. You offer a specific question rather than a blank invitation. Specificity signals that you have thought about this, which is itself a form of authority. Standard version. I want to use part of today to ask for your honest input on something. I'm always looking for ways to improve how I communicate with the team, and I want to hear your perspective directly. So what is one thing I do as a leader that helps you do your best work? And what is one thing, if I changed it, that would make working together easier for you? Formal version. I want to make good use of our time today and ask for your input on my leadership approach. I'm specifically interested in how I communicate, how I give direction, and how I respond when things get difficult. What is one thing I do well that you would like me to keep doing? And what is one area where you feel I could communicate more effectively? Watch for. Silence is not a bad sign. Give the person time to think. Resist the urge to fill the gap. Eamon's note. The first time you ask, expect a cautious answer. That is normal. What matters is that you asked, you listened, and you came back next time. Trust is built in the follow-through, not the conversation itself. Script 2. Asking for feedback after a difficult period. The situation. Your team has been through a hard stretch, whether from a restructure, a failed project, or sustained pressure. You want to check in on how your communication landed during that time without appearing defensive or reactive.
Why it works.
Naming the difficult period directly shows self-awareness. It also gives the other person permission to be honest rather than diplomatic. As I write and say it right every time, the silence breeds fear and uncertainty.
This script breaks that silence in a way that keeps you in the lead.
Standard version. The last 6 weeks were tough on all of us, and I want to be honest about that. I've been thinking about how I communicated through it, and I am not sure I always got it right. I would like to hear from you. Is there a moment where you felt I could have been clearer, or more direct, or more present? I'm asking because I want to do better next time, not to relitigate what happened.
Formal version.
I would like to revisit how I led the team through the recent project/restructure/QX pressure. Specifically, I want to understand whether my communication was as clear and consistent as it needed to be. Were there moments where you needed more information from me, or where my tone or approach made the situation harder?
Your honest answer will help me prepare better for the next difficult stretch.
Watch for. If someone gives you a specific critique, do not explain yourself. Say thank you.
That is genuinely useful.
Then stop.
Eamon's note.
Asking after difficulty takes more courage than asking when things are going well.
Your team notices that. It shifts the relationship in ways a performance review never could. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last,
and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com.
Now, back to the article.
Script 3. Asking the full team in a group setting. The situation. You want to invite structured input from your whole team, perhaps at the start of a new quarter or following a team offsite. You need the request to feel purposeful, not like a morale exercise.
Why it works.
In a group setting, the risk is that people defer to each other or stay silent to avoid standing out. Framing the request as structured and brief lowers that barrier.
Offering an anonymous option removes it almost entirely.
Standard version. Before we close today, I want to ask you something directly. I'm looking to sharpen how I lead and communicate with this team, and the most useful input I can get comes from you. I'm going to send a 2-question note around after this meeting. I would genuinely like your honest answers. If you would prefer to reply anonymously, that is completely fine with me. The 2 questions are: what is one thing I do as your leader that you find genuinely helpful, and what is one thing I could do differently to support you better?
Formal version.
As we move into Q3 / this new phase of work, I want to ask for structured input on my leadership approach. I will be sending each of you a brief written request for 2 specific pieces of feedback, 1 strength to build on and 1 area to develop.
You are welcome to respond anonymously.
I will share a summary of what I hear at our next team meeting, along with the specific changes I plan to make.
Watch for.
If you invite anonymous feedback, honor it fully. Never try to identify who said what.
Your team will know if you try.
Eamon's note. The promise to share what you heard and what you will do about it is what makes this exercise real. Without that follow through, you have held a ritual, not a conversation.
Script 4.
Asking a high performer who really speaks up.
The situation. You have a strong team member who delivers consistently, but says very little in meetings and really volunteers opinions.
You want their view on your leadership voice specifically, because their silence might mean satisfaction or it might mean something else entirely.
Why it works.
This script makes the ask personal and specific to them. It signals that you have noticed their work and that you value their perspective precisely because it is not freely given.
You are not fishing for praise.
You are asking for real input from someone you respect.
Standard version.
I want to ask you something, and I want you to know I'm asking you specifically because I value how you see things. You notice a lot that you do not always say. When it comes to how I lead and communicate with this team, what do you see that I might not?
Is there anything I'm missing, or anything I could do better from where you sit?
Formal version. I have a specific question for you, and I'm asking you because I trust your judgment. From your perspective, is there something about how I communicate direction or handle pressure that you feel works against the team's ability to perform?
I'm looking for honest input, not reassurance.
Watch for. If this person gives you something real, treat it with care. A quiet team member who finally speaks deserves a thoughtful response, not a quick thanks for sharing.
Eamon's note.
Some of the most useful feedback I ever received came from the people in the room who said the least.
They had been watching carefully. They always had. Script 5. Responding when someone gives you hard feedback. The situation. You asked, they answered honestly, and what they said was harder to hear than you expected. You need words that keep the conversation open and maintain your composure without dismissing what was said. Why it works. The instinct when you hear something uncomfortable is to explain, defend, or minimize. Any of those responses will teach the other person never to be honest with you again. This script holds the moment without collapsing it. Standard version. That is not easy to hear, but I'm glad you said it. I want to sit with that before I respond, because I want to be thoughtful rather than reactive. Can I come back to you on this later in the week? Formal version. I appreciate you being direct with me. What you have described is something I need to think about carefully. I do not want to respond in a way that is defensive or dismissive, so I would like to take a few days to reflect and then follow up with you. I want you to know that this conversation matters to me. Casual version for a close working relationship. Okay, that landed. Give me a couple of days to think it through properly, because you deserve a real answer, not a knee-jerk one. Watch for. Do follow up. A leader who asks for honesty and then goes quiet confirms the feedback hurt them. A leader who comes back and says I heard you and here is what I'm going to do earn something that is very hard to buy. Trust that runs in both directions. Eamon's note. The lead method, from say it right every time, starts with listen first for good reason. Before you empathize, before you articulate your vision, before you define next steps, you have to actually hear the person in front of you. That is harder than it sounds when the subject is your own leadership. Script 6. Asking for feedback during a one-on-one with a new team member. The situation. Someone has joined your team in the last 90 days. They have fresh eyes and no obligation to protect existing dynamics. Their perception of your leadership voice is unfiltered. This is a rare and valuable resource. Why it works. New team members rarely volunteer this kind of input because they do not want to overstep. You need to make it clear that you genuinely want it and that giving it will not cost them anything. In Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time, I write about the importance of 90-day onboarding conversations that go beyond logistics. This is one of those conversations. Standard version. Now that you have been with us for 2 months, I want to ask you something that I ask everyone. You are still close enough to your first impressions that they are worth something. From what you have seen so far, is there anything about how I communicate or how I lead this team that surprised you, good or bad? I am asking because new eyes often catch what the rest of us have stopped noticing. Formal version. As part of how I work with every team member in their first quarter, I like to ask a specific question. You have had enough time to observe how I operate as a leader, but you're still close enough to your arrival to remember your initial reactions. What is one thing about my communication style or approach that you would have done differently, or that you wish someone had told you to expect? Watch for. If they hesitate, say, there is no wrong answer here. I am asking because I want to know, not because I want to hear something positive. Eamon's note. A new team member who feels safe enough to give you honest feedback in their first 90 days will trust you with harder things later. The question you ask now is an investment in a much longer conversation. Script 7. Closing the loop after acting on feedback. The situation. You asked for input, you received it, and you made a change. Now you need to close the loop so the person knows their feedback mattered and was not just noted and filed away. Why it works. Most feedback conversations end when the feedback is given. This one ends when you confirm what you did about it. That second step is what makes the first step worth taking. Understanding the root causes of workplace tension often reveals that silence after feedback is one of the fastest ways to erode team trust. Standard version. A few weeks ago, you told me specific feedback you received. I want you to know I took that seriously. I have been making a point to specific change you made, and I wanted to check in. Have you noticed a difference, or is there more I should be doing? Formal version. I want to follow up on our conversation from date/last month. You gave me feedback about specific area, and I want to be transparent about what I have done with it. I have made a deliberate effort to specific behavior change. I would like to know whether you have noticed that shift, and whether you feel it has made a difference. Watch for. If they say they have not noticed a change, that is useful information too. Ask what it would look like if the change were visible. Do not argue. Adjust. Eamon's note. This script is short by design. Closing the loop does not need to be a long conversation. It needs to be a real one. When the script stops working. Four errors that undermine the ask. Most leaders do not fail because they asked the wrong question. They fail because of what they do around the question. These are the patterns I have seen most often. The mistake, asking too broadly. Why it happens, it feels more open and less pressuring. What to do instead? Broad questions produce vague answers. Ask one specific question, not five general ones. What is one thing I could do differently? Returns more useful material than how do you think I'm doing as a leader? The mistake. Responding defensively in the moment. Why it happens. The feedback caught you off guard, and you feel the need to explain. What to do instead? Use script 5. Buy yourself time. Any explanation in the moment will sound like a defense, even if it is not. The mistake. Asking in a group without a structure. Why it happens. It feels more inclusive. What to do instead? Unstructured group requests produce silence or groupthink. Use the written follow-up method in script 3. Give people a private channel to respond. The mistake. Asking once and never following up. Why it happens. The leader intended to act, but got busy. What to do instead? Schedule the follow-up at the same time you make the ask. Use script 7. Feedback without follow-through teaches your team that honesty is a dead end. For more on how feedback habits shape team dynamics over time, why effective feedback is the backbone of workplace growth is worth reading alongside these scripts. And if you're thinking about how your team communicates upward as well, scripts for giving upward feedback to your manager that actually gets heard addresses the other side of that dynamic. Making these words your own. Scripts are a starting point, not a finished product. Read each one until the shape of it is familiar. Then set it down and speak from that shape rather than from memory. If a phrase does not sound like you, change it. The goal is to arrive in the conversation prepared, not scripted. The one thing you should not change is the specificity. What is one thing? Works. Any thoughts on how I'm doing? Does not. Specificity is what signals confidence. Vagueness signals that you are not sure what you are looking for. If you lead a distributed team, the same principles apply, but the medium matters. Written requests give remote team members more time to think and more privacy to respond honestly. The communication challenges faced by distributed teams article covers how to adapt your approach for people who are not in the room with you. Consider also how your communication style comes across in meetings specifically, since that is often where your leadership voice is most visible to the whole team. If feedback from these conversations surfaces tension you were not aware of, how to handle conflict during meetings, and understanding the root causes of workplace tension will help you address what you hear. And if you want to turn the patterns you discover into a structured improvement plan, the GROW method for turning team feedback into a synergy improvement plan gives you a clear framework for doing exactly that. Frequently asked questions. What is leadership voice feedback? Leadership voice feedback is input from your direct reports or team members about how you communicate, direct, and inspire as a leader. It covers your tone, clarity, listening habits, and the way your words land in practice. It differs from performance reviews because you are the one requesting it. How do you ask your team for feedback on your leadership without losing authority? Frame the request as a deliberate leadership choice, not a sign of doubt. Use direct, specific language about what you want to learn. Avoid open-ended invitations that feel unstructured. The scripts in this article show you how to ask in a way that demonstrates strength, not vulnerability. Why is asking for leadership voice feedback so difficult? Most leaders fear that asking for feedback signals weakness or uncertainty. The opposite is true. Teams consistently report higher trust in leaders who actively seek input. The difficulty is finding the right word so the request reads as confident and intentional rather than anxious or defensive. When is the best time to ask your team for leadership voice feedback? After a significant project, during a one-on-one review, or at the start of a new quarter are all natural moments. Avoid asking during high-stress periods or immediately after a conflict. The timing should feel calm and deliberate, not proactive or compensatory. What should you do after receiving leadership voice feedback from your team? Acknowledge what you heard without immediately defending yourself. Choose one or two specific changes you can act on, then follow up with your team in 2 to 4 weeks to show the feedback landed. Visible action is what converts a single conversation into lasting trust. How does the LEAD method help with leadership voice feedback conversations? The LEAD method, from Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time, structures the conversation into 4 steps. Listen first, empathize, articulate your vision, and define the next steps. It keeps the exchange focused and prevents it from becoming a vague or uncomfortable performance. Here is the truth of it: a leader who asks how their words land is not a leader who doubts themselves. They are a leader who understands that communication is a practice, not a fixed skill, and that the gap between how you think you sound and how you actually sound is where leadership voice feedback lives. These scripts give you the courage to cross that gap. What you do with what you find on the other side is where the real work begins. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit imonblickthorne.com to get your copy.